Welcome to this visualization on purpose. The situation is that you have already established yourself. You've established a life for yourself. And you've been called now to take some time to just reflect on that life in order to help you become more conscious of and to clarify your purpose. Just imagine the following scenario. You receive an email popping into your inbox. It's an invitation to your high school reunion. Many years have gone by and many adventures and challenges have been addressed since the time that you were at school. And a lot has happened since you've seen some of your classmates. Bring to mind now, just for a moment, some of the people who were your friends at school. Remember them and remember yourself in those premises, in those classrooms, with those teachers, doing what you were doing together. Learning and preparing for your future. Just allow their faces and their voices to appear to you. And now, stop again and reflect on the many changes that have occurred since those days, however long it may have been. Perhaps it's only 5 years, or 10, or even 20 or 30 years since you were last in that place. Just allow your mind to wander through the intervening years. It probably feels a bit like a whirlwind, so many images and so many memories. As a result of this, you may think about mentally and emotionally preparing yourself for the kinds of conversations you will have when you re-meet your classmates and friends. You find yourself eager to share your achievements and what gave you the greatest sense of accomplishment during these years. You are eager to share what you're doing now and what you hope to be doing in the future. Say 5 years, 10 years, whichever time period is meaningful for you. You are now thinking about your first job that you embarked on following school. What was it? Were you ready for it? How did you cope? What did you achieve in that first job? Now remember getting your own place. It may have been a flat or an apartment. It may have been a share house. Or you may have purchased a property. And at that time realizing all the freedom you had. Yet also with that, the responsibility. All of the bills that were now yours to pay. Perhaps as time went by, you found yourself in a committed relationship, married or not, with a family or not, or maybe you're considering these possibilities for the future. What are you looking forward to sharing with your ex-classmates about your life, how it's unfolded, and how it is now? What have you learned from negotiating and navigating your life, your work, and the world? What are the big lessons? What are the critical lessons, the important lessons that you carry with you and apply even now? And what are you doing now? What is your work? Where are you? Is it where you grew up? Is it where you went to school with these people? And who is in your life? And what impact are you having on those around you? Those you're close to as friends or family, acquaintances, those you work with, your community, your society, those you share interests with, your nation, even the planet. And when they ask you what's next for you, what will you say? What is the next thing for you? The next thing you will create in order to make the impact you hope to make in your work, in your life, and in the world. Now, when you have finished reflecting, take several deep breaths, open your eyes and have a big stretch, and once you are fully clear and ready, document what you will be saying about your life, the life you have led, the life you are leading, and the aspirations you have for the future, as if you were going to share them with your classmates. Thank you.